This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program to solve your problems. Yes, indeed. This is the place to come. If you have any problems whatsoever, address them, please, to me and or Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Social media address, Facebook and Instagram, our addresses at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Here to fight truth decay. It's the American way. Right? People are attracted to us because we solve your problems. How about that? Everybody has problems. That song by the Everly Brothers, problems, problems, problems. Okay, so maybe I can't sing it that well, but you get the reference anyway. So here we have the last resort for some people of reality. Of intelligence, yes, intelligence for your life. It sounds like John Tesh, right? Intelligence for your life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are we going to get sued for even saying those words together? Isn't it
what intelligence for life probably is, but all right. What you found? What'd you find, James? Everly Brothers.
Problems all day long.
Good job. Here's another example, if I may refer to it. There was a great documentary. Well, kind of, yeah, it was a documentary. It was on the Sirius XM channel that focuses on 50s music. Well, I think it was 50s and 60s. Can't remember one of the channels anyway. There was on Father's Day, the sons of Roy Orbison, Chuck Berry, and Phil Everly. And they were talking about their fathers, obviously, and their music and being, well, they're good fathers or not. But during the course of the conversation, which was very penetrating, it's kind of a made great podcast because it's not really, you know, it doesn't sound like an official radio program. It's just people talking among themselves, which is what good podcasts are all about. So, by the way, podcasts are not supposed to sound like radio shows. A lot of radio people do them. We do our podcast here, which is basically an assemblage of the main issues. We don't call them podcasts. We call them downloads because they're not really podcasts. But they are a simulation of what really was talked about during the course of the program, whether it be the Good Day Show or whether it be the Good Day Health Show or whether it be the American Family Farmer Talk Radio Countdown Show. They are all assemblages of the smaller parts of the greater whole. Anyway, so listening to this conversation with these three guys, what I realized, and when anybody realized that these kids became wealthy and are running their father's businesses long after they were gone, and they're making more money now than their fathers ever did when they were alive. The Everly Brothers and the music that they wrote, the catalogs, what the value is of that, Roy Orbison, for heaven's sakes, Chuck Berry. Can you imagine how much that guy's family is worth? With all the songs that he created.
Amount.
Oh, my heavens. The music is used in, and they were talking about this, how they use the music in the movies and commercials, and they have the hologram thing of Roy Orbison that's going around. There's all kinds of ways of taking those images and that music and making money with it. So, yeah, and that solves the problem of the family not having any money. Problem solved. There it is. Okay, here's the problem that was faced by a youngster who got bitten by an alligator. Florida teenager talking about his close call. Was it last week we had the girl that had her leg bitten off by a shark? What the heck is going on?
It seems like once a week there is something about whether it is a bear attack, a gator, shark. Yes, it's a lot. Nature
Gabriel,
is humans right now.
Gabriel Klimas, I believe his name, 13 years old, swimming with friends in Winter Springs, Florida, in a creek. That's the first problem. He heard some water, and then he felt a gator latch onto his leg as he was getting out of the water. Oof. He said, I knew he wouldn't let go. There's no getting him off because his jaw was so tight. No getting out of that. So he had the presence of mind, though, to take a stick and whack the animal over the head.
Good for this kid, because isn't that what how gators kill is they grab a hold of you and then they pull you down below,
so you drown first.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. So anyway, he called for help. Dial 911. I just got bit by a gator. I mean, that's got to be not a frequent call, but something not unexpected if you're swimming in a creek in Winter Springs, Florida. Gators all over the place down there.
Well, they're everywhere. I mean, there's really no place you can swim. In a pool, sure, you can see there's nothing in the pool, but they even find their way into pools.
Down there they do, yeah, for sure. Okay, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the broadcast room. This is going to be, I'm going to guess if I were a guessing sort, and I am from time to time, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm betting this is number one this week. What do you bet? Donald Trump responding to the audio that has him discussing his keeping secret documents and acknowledging that they were classified and joking about it was too late for him because he wasn't president anymore to declassify them. So this is a tape, a conversation, a recording made at his golf club in New Jersey a couple of years ago, but he was out of office. This is something new, or maybe they had the goods on it before, but as usual, something like this is bound to get leaked because there are a lot of people, surprise, surprise, that don't like Donald Trump and they want to see him not be president. In fact, they'd like to see him in the slammer. We have some of the audio in case you haven't heard this. This is kind of the last day or so. This is, you're going to hear a lot. As I said, this will be the story of the week. All right, James, play a little of this audio, will you?
He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. Pages long.
Right.
Look.
Obama.
Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential. Yeah.
Wins the case, except it's illegal.
Look at this.
Yeah. It's amazing. And there's a lot more. I think it's a couple of minutes to the tape. But it's just more of the drama. Drama, drama. Drama, 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 drama. Drama, drama, drama.
So doesn't it kind of feel like it gets to a point that even if he, Donald Trump, becomes convicted of something, if he is found guilty on something, are we at a point that it doesn't even matter anymore because it's been such a witch hunt ever since he took the presidency? That like it's, well, we are going to find him guilty of something, so we're
going to
get him here. Well, what about all of the other people in politics who are so clearly guilty of something that people are not really pursuing as harshly?
How many people remember O.J.? And if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. When most everybody knew he was guilty as hell of killing his wife and her boyfriend, but he never got convicted. So then the move was get him for something, get him for anything. He's got to go to jail. And so then he goes to Las Vegas and some of his memorabilia is in the hands of somebody he doesn't want. So he goes into the room and with a gun and he holds the guy up and takes the stuff that I think was his, if I remember correctly. It's quite a while ago. And so he gets arrested and they try him and they send him to jail. And the prevailing mood in America wasn't that he was guilty of that, but that people didn't even really care. What his offense was, they just want to see him go to jail. OJ belongs in jail, so get him. For what, and that's what you're basically saying here. Trump belongs in jail. Get him. He jaywalks. Arrest him.
With O.J. Simpson, we can't forget that he did receive a guilty verdict, but that was at a civil court.
Yeah, it right. Was, 31 and million
was,
bucks.
Yes, and it was the liable for wrongful death in the, right. in the double murder.
Yeah, there it is. These people are amazing. They really are. And they get so worked up. You know, in the light of eternity, who's going to give a damn? Right?
And it goes to say, it doesn't really matter what the crime is, it's who committed the crime.
Yeah, let's go get them. All right, James, what's the temperature in Dallas early in the morning? What's the temperature there right now?
Early right now, it's probably about like 9. Oh, okay, it's saying 81. Later in the
81.
Day.
81, that's cool. Wow.
Well, later in the day, we're looking at 105. So.
Right. Well, you know who's going to beat you this week? New Orleans. 113 degrees Ooh. Over the next couple of days. Houston will be 111. Mobile, Alabama will be over 110.
What's the humidity?
Humidity in Houston would be pretty stiff in most of these places. If you look at a map of the country, the heat index forecast for the next 6 days is, let's see here. I'm looking at the three levels, the gradient levels are caution. That sounds like danger, danger, Will Robinson. And there's extreme caution. And then there's more dangerous extreme caution. Remember that line from, I quote this often, from A Few Good Men, where Demi Moore is playing the female captain. Tom Cruise is representing these guys that were accused of killing the guy down in the barracks. And Jack Nicholson is the commander, commandant. And there's a presentation, and Demi Moore, there's Demi Moore's character, gets up and says, "I object, Your Honor," and duly noted. Then she says, "No, I really object." And he says, "Yeah, I get that." She says, "No, I really must object to these proceedings." And Tom Cruise is looking at her, telling her to sit down. No, I'm, it's that kind of stuff, that gradient degree. So that's how hot it is down in some portions of the southern part of the United States. 18 past the hour.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet and one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Florida DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, as opposed to Ralph Maggiore's Good Day program. If he's got it, I'm going to sue him because I own Good Day. How about that?
Yeah, we'll boy, better recognize.
Him. Yeah. Jay Kirshner and I are looking at social media now. Happy birthday to Pamela Lundeman, David Cannon, Barbara LeDuc, Tom Williamson, Michelle McLean, among others. Listeners to the program, having a happy, happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday. Isn't this nice to... Let's see, what are we, Gemini? Yeah, this is the month of Geminis.
No, we are in Cancer now.
Oh, Cancer, that's right.
Yes,
too.
We
yeah,
crossed
yeah,
over into
yeah.
Cancer.
Crossed over into Cancer. Yes, indeed. All right, so let's see what we have that's cooking here. Cooking with gas. Oh, yeah, there's Mr. DeSantis. Thanks for posting that picture, Jay. See, he looks like he has buck teeth. Kind of looks like. What's that lady's name that I always talk about?
Who does not have buck teeth? She has large teeth.
Large teeth. That may be
Ashley Green.
Yeah.
Ashley Graham.
Right, exactly. Okay, so DeSantis says he wants to seek to end the birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. That'll make him popular with some of the... righties, right? Whatever he can say, I'll say anything. I want you to know that I want to be your president, and I'll tell you anything you want to hear. I'm not sure he can do that. Some of our listeners don't think he can do that. If you're born here, you're a citizen. And I think that's true.
Yeah,
I think DeSantis shows he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. What? Sorry, Jay, what did you say?
No, I'm just saying I don't think that that's something that's so easily overturned.
No. But he doesn't. That doesn't stop him. He's just such a gas bag. Let's keep throwing things, see what sticks against the wall.
But, and that's one of the things. A lot of these politicians, when they say things, they know what they can actually do and cannot do. The problem is the American public, not everybody does, because so many people don't want to do the legwork. They don't want to do their own research. They
right.
don't want to make up their own minds, their own opinions. They just look at what other people are saying, and then they run with it. They confuse facts. They see it on social media, so it must be true, and confusing facts for opinions and opinions
yeah.
for facts. And
mm-hmm.
then also just there's those fake news things that somebody says something, and then you, if you actually... go to it, you see that, oh, it's from The Onion, which is supposed to be. It's a comedy kind of
crackpot
situation.
News.
Yes, it's yeah. not. They state this is not real news.
That's because we don't have an education system that teaches people how to think. It's, you gotta believe us, we're Democrats, and everybody should be a Democrat, so that's what we're gonna teach you in the third grade, and all that kind of stuff.
And I don't think it's all, I do agree with you on the education system, but I don't think that's the only problem. Children,
no.
And I think that to a degree, it's the pendulum is swinging, but to a degree, especially like my generation, the generation above me, we were taught to blindly follow authority, and all authority figures were basically anyone who was an adult. Don't question things, because that makes you difficult, especially girls. We were raised not to question. I mean, not me personally. I had great parents. But a lot of, like, my generation, we were taught to don't question anything, because then that just makes you difficult, and nobody likes difficult.
Yeah. Nobody likes anybody who thinks for themselves. So there's a posted, is this a poster of Juneteenth with the fists? Was that the official? I didn't remember seeing that on the day of the event last week. Is that the official Juneteenth banner, or is that just something
that's
somebody
just a graphic
posted?
Just a graphic created. Yeah.
Somebody wondered why it was that there were fists, if this is supposed to be about loving and being compassionate to others. I don't know, but that's not really what Juneteenth is about. Is about freedom.
But those fists, those aren't fists for, like, fighting. Those are solidarity fists.
Okay. But see, most people don't know that because they haven't been taught to differentiate or discern some of these things. So it just is a twisting and turning of facts. And that's kind of why I like to go through some of this stuff on our Facebook and Instagram pages, because some of the things that are there are a little twisted. Thank you. All right. Thanks to all. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case. But think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio is giving an update on the nation's deadliest human smuggling incident, which happened 1 year ago today. Four more arrests have been made since then.
We are one step closer to delivering justice for those migrants.
U.S. Attorney Jamie Esparza says the men allegedly moved the migrants from stash houses along the border to the back of a sweltering 18-wheeler. There's no air conditioning, and 53 died. These four new defendants joined two others who are currently awaiting trial. the driver and the organizer both face the death penalty if found guilty. More than $200 billion in potential COVID relief pandemic funds were lost in fraudulent schemes. A report by the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration shows nearly $30 billion of those funds have been reclaimed by the Inspector General's office and other federal agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Summertime. Most people don't realize this. Few stop to wonder about the extremely limited perspectives that people have. We think that we are guided by our five senses, right? You got smell, taste, vision, hearing, touch, right?
Touch.
Those are the five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what about that sixth sense that you have, that you sometimes trust and sometimes you don't trust it? May I suggest that you trust it more than you are trusting it, because it may lead you in the right direction. it's impossible to know what really is a part of things that we don't understand. It's not that we don't, we do, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's that stuff we have science, and science tells us that this is what's real. I like scientific base, you know, the COVID stuff and all that. But we all kind of, well, not maybe all of us, but many of us thought, maybe we better think about this a little bit more. I just use that as an example. But there are plenty of other things.
That's a good example, too.
Awaken to. Trusting your gut, as it were. So I'm going to trust my gut. I have been trusting my gut. Those of you who listen to this program a lot know that we talk a lot about China and how China is influencing what's going on in America to a fare thee well, and we are kind of lost in all of the things that are important to recognize, the press, politicians, and all kinds of stuff that were going back and forth. How many people have paid attention to the way the Chinese have expanded down in Cuba? Now, this is, we continue to allow a communist regime to operate 90 miles off our coast. You see, if we had stayed, this is one of the big mistakes that Trump made. Obama sort of opened Cuba up again so that we would be able to know what was going on, and then Trump closed it down because they were commies. Well, hello, how much business do we do with the Chinese? And now the Chinese took that opportunity when Trump closed things down again to sneak in and have a naval base of their own there, just like going back to the Bay of Pigs era of the 60s. It's the same damn thing. And so we were asleep to that. We have outsourced. We talk about our military and the military industrial complex. So much of that has been outsourced to China that we have basically given control of arms and ammo to the Chinese. Here we go. Right now, the Chinese government has started mandating extra planting of grains because they want to we now are the champions. We and the Canadians up in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Montana, Nebraska, through the fields of grain, as the song suggests. We had the plains of grain. And we were, in the international community's eyes, we were the place to come, to go, to find what people needed for food to feed their nations. Well, the Chinese are trying. They've stolen all of our technology. They are buying land still. There has been there's an effort. I thought it was taken care of, but apparently it's not. The last year there was all kinds of, there were different bills that were introduced keep the Chinese from buying American companies and buying land in America. Why is that so difficult for us to deal with? Why are we finding this so? When you look at the Chinese Communist Party's global ambition, they want to control the world. They're colonizing Africa, and they're using the Chinese model. You can see pictures all the time of things that are going on in Sudan, for example, where the leader of the Sudan, along with the Chinese leader, are there. There's a new military base there, and the two in the Sudan, and the two are walking, inspecting the soldiers. They're not Sudanese soldiers. They're Chinese soldiers. So what are we, and we're just, I don't know, am I talking to myself when it comes to all of this stuff? They are all over Africa. They're all over South America, Central America. The soldiers, they don't make any bones about it. What we do with our soldiers is limited. But their soldiers, they do all kinds of things. They help them building roads.
Where?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there are, the FBI has been out targeting suspected Chinese agents in our country. FBI and they've infiltrated some. And frankly, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're all over the place.
They don't have to hide it anymore. That's
no, they don't.
We have such a focus on 1 to 2 items in the news out of time. Think about the billionaires who went missing and subsequently had died in the implosion of Ocean Gate's Titan, and that the whole world was watching that. Well, what other news was happening at that same time?
Right.
The USDA cleared fake / real chicken for consumption. You have these issues of the soldiers everywhere. The Russian coup all nearly got missed.
Yep. And here we have back to the Chinese, Jay, the TikTok creators, and what's going on with your financial information, with your social security number. All of this stuff is now stored in China. Anybody who's using TikTok, because of the way, if you look at the information that they require in order to get a TikTok account, I don't have one. I don't know whether you do or not. But there's a lot of sensitive financial information that now, and this is all over, this is not some, you know, some sidewise news organization. This is Forbes working on trying to get people to understand what it is that is the direct threat from China.
Well, and this is so, a software that is not only utilized on TikTok. It is utilized elsewhere, but at least we know it's our own government that has that information.
Well, they shouldn't have it either.
They shouldn't either. But that's, I think, why there's such a focus on TikTok having it, because it is Chinese-owned rather
than American-owned. They're buying up the technology. They're buying up the food supplies. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up minerals. They're buying up natural resources. They're buying up ports. They're buying shipping terminals. Look at the ships that come in that have Costco, Chinese Overseas Container Operations. That's what that stands for. And I challenge you, at any time around the globe where these freighters are going, moving from port to port, probably 1,000 or more a day, and they're loaded with these Chinese, those big boxes that you see on trailer trucks that they are being, they haul food stuff, they haul commodities, the stuff that's at Walmart come across in those big boxes, and the stuff that's at Tractor Supply and wherever else. The Chinese stuff is everywhere. We have fallen off the edge of the earth, and I don't know if we can recover from it. The Chinese are trying to get into Mexico in a big way. And it's all with our money. Over the last 40-some-odd years, we have spent, we've gone to lengths like you wouldn't believe, corporate America, to save money. The Chinese said, okay, well, come on over here. We'll make your stuff for you. And we're stupid enough to buy it and do it. And so now they're everywhere. And so can we recover? The question with some is, well, so why do we care? You know, young kids that aren't really well educated as to what goes on. What would it be like if America were controlled, or the world were controlled, by the Chinese? What do you think it would be like? And I ask that as a rhetorical question because it goes back to something that I said earlier. I say it all the time about universal government and trying to not, you know, the old John Lennon Imagine song. We wouldn't have any of this if we all kind of work together. But we are territorial, and we want control. That's a human thing. So think about the Chinese government next time you have a piece of Smithfield ham, because Smithfield ham is a Chinese product. The next time you buy a Volvo, it's a Chinese government owns Volvo. Okay? There's simple things. There's cyber spying. There's technology and intellectual property. The Chinese are buying up seats on American universities. You know how they have the chair for this and the chair for that. If somebody gives a couple of $100,000, and so they have the history chair of Joe Smith or whatever it is. Well, now they're buying up states. I don't think they're able to do it in public universities, but they're doing it in private schools all over the place. It's brazen what they're doing. For God's sakes, they had an illegal police station in downtown Manhattan to harass opponents, right?
That was
New York.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! It was above a noodle store in Chinatown. Of course it was. Right? What a better place to have a Chinese police office than over the noodle store. You know, but it's funny, but it isn't funny. And the FBI is so corrupt. Now, who knows how much influence the Chinese have on them and the CIA and other things. Now, I keep bemoaning all of these things, but there are a lot of these things. You know, after we found that there was a Chinese police station in New York, then the FBI started investigating. They found at least 100 overseas police stations operated by the Chinese in England and Netherlands and other countries.
Yeah.
They said the office, well, the Chinese said, oh, they weren't police stations. They were service centers for our people.
Tomato, tomato.
Why do you, yeah, what do you need a service center for your people? If they, service center, let them, why are they coming over here? Why are you servicing them in Beijing?
But also, aren't that what embassies are for?
Yeah, you'd think. So what's going to happen to Taiwan? That's really, you know, there are... I'm thinking about some of the smaller places in the world where the Chinese are now getting themselves involved. The small little places like some of the islands in the Caribbean are getting cozy with the Chinese. And what does happen with Taiwan? Or is that really going to... Are they going to... bring us to the brink of war because these countries, most of the countries I know of, represent, they support Taiwan and its independent government. So is the Chinese just going to say, okay, we want that country? It's like Russia. We want Ukraine, so we're going to go take it. That would be like you saying, I like your, my next door neighbor's got a new lawnmower, I like it, I'm going to go take it. Right? It's theft. Grand Theft Country. Remember that old movie, Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, mm-hmm.
The communists.
Is that a video game?
Yeah, I think so. The communists are bad. Chinese is really, we got to wake up. 48 after the hour.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jack Stockwell is traveling this week, so what a great opportunity for me. I take any opportunity I can to bring you up to date on a lot of our food, farm, and family news that we continue to provide at foodfarmfamily.com. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the downloads. I've decided that I'm not going to call them podcasts because they really aren't. Downloads of the information that we have discussed, not only in the Good Day program, but we have a Food Farm Family segment, and that has become very popular, interesting enough, a lot of food info. But I was talking to an expert yesterday on programming, and he was giving me the numbers on how important food is in almost whether it's television or radio. It's really, everybody wants to talk about food. Everybody wants to learn about food. So you can get that. That's, I guess, why we found the Food Farm Family spot, foodfarmfamily.com, to be so popular. Matter of fact, the most recent Food Farm Family download focuses on National Chocolate Pudding Day. We talk about that. And then the recalls of the day, there's always a recall or two every day. Something that you need to keep yourself aware of, and so you can get that info either in print or the audio at foodfarmfamily.com. And then there's the American Family Farmer, always talking about things that are affecting us. The weather certainly is, and we're in an El Nino. What does that mean? It's good for corn and soybeans, maybe, but the temperatures down in the south, the mid-south, the deep south, the southeast especially, huge problems because of the drought there, temperatures over 100 degrees, that sort of thing. You can catch that and our newest American Family episode every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And then, of course, there's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. The most recent focus on Jack's behalf is a focus on food is our best medicine, and it is. Food is That's why I like Standard Process products, which Jack represents in his clinic there in Salt Lake City. I use them exclusively because they get to the heart of the matter, and that is using food to fix whatever is wrong in your body. That's why they're so good, and that's why they're so successful. Anyway, Good Day Health Show podcasts, the Good Day Show, all available and wherever you find your podcasts, actually, even though I'm not going to use the word podcast anymore, but I think that this as a service to the listeners, a good place to find things that you may have missed during the course of our conversations here on the program while we're on the air live. Speaking of food, farm, and family, for a lot of years, Native American farmers grew bamboo and used it for pretty much everything. They ate it. They made their clothing out of it. They made
the superfood.
Right. Well, they built things, too, Jay, with it, medical supplies. Early settlers said about the fact that bamboo was everywhere. I have on the pathway beside my house that leads out to the park, we have bamboo growing everywhere. And I'll mow it down, back. It takes no time at all for this stuff to grow. And it's good. Anyway, there's a company now called Alabama Boo.
Boo. Fun.
Alabama Boo.
Alabama
Boo. Like Mega Gaga, right? Anyway, this company is trying to help farmers discover the benefits of growing and selling bamboo. The director of sales there says that depending on how much you grow, could be $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 or more an acre in crop value because they're using it even to make flooring. I actually got some bamboo flooring, and I found it to be it's really strong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $72 billion a year industry, and the Chinese are growing it all over the place. Because they've been doing it for a long time. It's not part of the communist. It's not part of the communist manifesto. Grow more bamboo. It just is something that is good to eat. It's good for.
It's so versatile.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Thank you. And so, for those of you, I don't know. Could we put it in our garden? Should we grow it? I think once you start growing it, it doesn't go away. Though it's hard to get rid of it. So you got to be careful of where you plant it because it kind of recedes.
Why would you want it to go away? Well, wasn't that the thing with, who was it, Queen Victoria, I want to say, who made it to the Hawaiian Islands in Maui and started growing redwood forests so that way they could use it for their ships. But it takes so long to grow, so they started doing bamboo. And you have all these beautiful, lush bamboo forests.
Don't you wonder, though, how stuff like that gets started? Where did it first grow? And where did it come from? It doesn't look like a maple tree, so how the heck, where did it come from, frankly? Good question, Doug. Thank you. I get all the answers at gooddayshow.com. This is the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.